good evening. We finally made it. Tom Hazleton at what is now, as I mentioned, the largest Marty Wurlitzer west of Chicago.
Thank you.
Well, in FM Multiplex Stereo, another group of three tonight, live and direct from the Paramount Theater in Multiplex Stereo. That was Tom Hazelton. Incidentally, Tom is 21 years old and plays classical music, classical organ, as well as the Mighty Wurlitzer, which, as George Wright once said, the Mighty Wurlitzer is a type of organ compared to what would be the more classical type. He used the word on the air, too, incidentally. Larry Vannucci standing by, live and direct. I might add that this is the organ that George Wright's going to be playing on June 20th in concert. And we'll, again, in a little while, run through some of the ramifications of the Mighty Wurlitzer, run down into the basement and hear some of the things clicking around. And Larry is going to be performing a group of three once again. And we'll be getting into some of the things Larry does. He's very active, as a matter of fact, when it comes to Mighty Wurlitzers and theater organs here in San Francisco. I'll be telling you more about that after we hear three selections. Larry Vannucci at the console of the Mighty Wurlitzer here at the Paramount Theater, San Francisco. think I'm on the air if all is well. We're using a walkie-talkie system. I'm down in the basement. And I have the faintest idea whether this is working or not, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going down here in the basement next to the relay room. You can hear the blower motors. They're down. We'll go visit those later. Very rarely, this is something, even if you came to a concert, it's a department of the organ you'd never come to. And we're down in what is called the relay room. I'm crawling in up next to, and Tom Hazelton's going to fiddle around. We're going to kill most of the house mics. And you'll have a chance to hear the clicking and the clacking that goes on that makes this that makes the organ things work. In other words, these are the relays that when you touch the keys on the console, it activates these relays, which activate other things which let the wind through the pipes. You see, it's a pretty tremendous electromechanical system, Marty Wurlitzer. So we're in the relay room now, and Tom will start playing any minute now. In fact, you can go ahead right now, and you can hear it. You heard the relays clicking and so forth as to how they work. Now, while he's still playing, we're going to go down into the blower room and give you an idea of the size of motors that make the wind for this to operate. We're getting close to it, and we're inside the blower room right now. They sound like this. And this is the other side. You've heard the machines that provide the wind to make this operate. Now, Ed Stout, who's responsible for the restoration of the organ, roughly, Ed, what's the air supply on this?
About 4,800 cubic feet per minute. And
the size of the motors that turn it?
The motors are 30 horsepower, 35 horsepower.
What about the relays? How many relays do we have operating the console?
Well, there's a relay in the relay room for each key on the four manuals and the pedal board, plus three pizzicato relays and 2-second touch relays.
Which comes to what?
Well, in all, in the electrical system down there, there's some 12,500 wires.
Okay. Well, Steve, let's open all the house mics now and continue. That was Tom Hazelton with a group of three, one of those, which we heard a little bit of what goes on in the basement on one of these magnificent instruments. As Larry Vannucci is preparing for another group of three on his, I'd like to give credit to Stephen Teachout for a tremendous amount of work that went into the miking of this organ. There's been two whole nights spent crawling through the rafters and the attic and the dust and so forth, getting the microphones placed right to bring you this magnificent instrument. One other thing I'd like to mention, I was talking about it a little earlier, and I said I'd get into it more extensively, and that's some of the work Larry does. And I might as well talk to Larry about it. You played the organ at the last weekend, right?
Well, that's what has been going around, let's put it that way.
Which is located...
That's on 30th and Tarraville, between 29th and 30th on Tarraville Street.
And where, this is a Wurlitzer, right?
This is a Wurlitzer.
Regular theater organ.
What else?
And then on Sundays, you're doing something now at the Marina Theater?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a little 15-minute interlude in between pictures. It's from 2:30 in the afternoon. Then I do a 15-minute program. And then I come back after they've played the show, the regular features. And I come on about 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm. And this is using the theater organ and the organ.
That's right.
The
and then I have to make a mad dash out to the Lost Weekend in about 15 or 10 minutes.
You play there every night? You have a night off?
I play every night at the Lost Weekend except Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday night. So that's Wednesday through Sunday.
That's right.
Okay, well, very good, Larry. And right now, Larry's going to play another group of three, which will be basically our concluding selection. Then we're going to try to get both Larry and Tom teamed together and do a four-handed Star-Spangled Banner to say goodnight. We figure, why go back to KPEN to do it? We'll do it here. This has been completely unrehearsed, and heavens knows how it's going to work out. Right now, we continue on FM Multiplex Stereo live and direct over KPEN. Larry Vannucci at the console of the Marty Wurlitzer Paramount Theater, San Francisco. Thank you. Well, there we had another group of three, Larry Vannucci this time, at the Paramount Theater, Oregon, the largest Marty Wurlitzer west of Chicago now. At one time, it was the largest Wurlitzer ever delivered in the United States. This was back in 1921. 10 boxcars, right?
10 boxcars, 120 trucks to get it to the theater.
And how'd they get it in the theater? The theater was built around it, I assume.
That's right. The auditorium wasn't constructed.
So in other words, to remove the organ now, you'd have to...
tear out the entire auditorium.
Which means it may be here for a while. We're going to do something very unusual, I think. Do you think you could do it? At KPEN, we always sign off with the Star Spangled Banner and so forth. And this is a... I need a little background music right now to go through the sign-off. On the Star Spangled Banner, we're going to do something very unusual, and that's Tom Hazelton and Larry Vannucci are both going to play it together. All four hands going, and I think it'll be pretty spectacular. Meanwhile, we'd like to thank all of you who listened tonight. It's kind of exciting at this time of night to do it in live stereo. Stephen Teachout handled all of the audio, the miking, and so forth. There are so many people that made this possible, that helped, that I undoubtedly, if I started listing names, I would forget somebody someplace. But, of course, the organists, Larry Vannucci and Tom Hazelton, who came down at this late hour at night and played this great, mighty instrument. We'd like to thank them very much. Gary Gilo for staying back at the station and handling the controls there, taking care of Bernadine for us. Ed Stout, who kind of supervised the whole thing, made sure the organ was working properly. Carl Olson and quite a few other people. We'd like to thank all of you, wish you a very pleasant good night. San Francisco, and we'll see you again. This is KPEN San Francisco, now signing off the air at the end of the Star Spangled Banner, which is live and direct again from the Paramount Theater in stereo. Four hands on the mighty Wurlitzer as Larry Vannucci and Tom Hazelton team together, and I might add, they haven't rehearsed this, so here we go.